put the horses in the barn and put bolts on them and had wrenches to put the bolts to, in the bars to screw them up so you couldn't tell. You'd have to have a wrench before you could get them out. And that's about the only way they kept their horses and cows. And then they dug holes out in the garden and hid a lot of things in the garden around where they could knew where they were to preserve them. The Yankees had come through and seal everything. I mean, my mother remembered that now. She just a little taught. She's born in 59 and she was 4 or 5 years old. So she remembered something about it.
Now let's start with some of these items here in the questionnaire itself. What some things about the weather? If you don't have any rain for a while, what would you call that?
A dry spell.
All right. And if it persisted, let's say for 4 or 5 weeks.
Well, we'd say it's really getting dry now. It's beginning to pinch or begin to hurt now. It's getting to, the leaves begin to twist up on it. That shows needing rain.
Do you ever use the term drought?
Drought. If it stays dry too long, we call it drought.
Is there any special length of time that you'd say it when it becomes a drought?
About if it stays dry a month, we'd say it begin to. My cousin used to say when it stays dry a month, says Tom, old Tom, he called me old Tom, says it's getting dry, says you better begin to pray for rain. But this section we're blessed pretty mighty good. We don't not many droughts. Don't get too ordinary. Not many seasons that back acting that I can remember where it got too serious.
If the wind hadn't been blowing and then suddenly it begins to, you might say the wind is
gust of wind the wind's really getting up. It's going the wind. If it gets blowing too much, it's going to blow up a storm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever use anything? Now you said would you say the wind is gusting? Would you use that?
If it's kind of comes in puffs or something like that, we might call it gusting.
Do you ever use something like picking up or rising or breezing on or breezing up?
Not used too much, no. Don't use those expressions too much.
And if the wind has been blowing and then it stops, you might say the wind is...
It's a very nice... I don't want to think of the words you'd use there.
I was thinking about the wind. If the intensity, of the wind is lessening, you might say that the wind is blowing as hard now.
Pausing, it's kind of pausing isn't the right word either. Not that I like
something
either.
like letting up or laying or dying down or easing up or lulling or abating.
Rescinding.
Yeah. You go out in the morning in October, November, and you say, I put on a sweater this morning because it's a little...
Yeah, it's getting chilly. Okay. Yeah, chilly. Yeah, I'll button my collar up. It falls right around the corner.
Do you ever use the expression airish?
No, not too much. No. But if you're in a draft or something, I say it's kind of airish here. Kind of a draft where it's getting kind of too much of a draft. You see and feel that coming, you'd see a draft, or it's getting kind of airish in here.
It'd be cold, too.
Yeah, it'd be cold.